It's time to go under the Friday Night Lights with a look at the big game of the week.
Well, we do our best here on Varsity Football Live to pick out the big game of the week that we think that everybody is going to want to pay attention to and want to listen to the recap of. But we can't always guarantee, Steve Dion, that it's going to be a great football game.
No. There's sometimes you come up short.
We can't control what happens on the field. Well, thank you, Woodinville and Skyline.
Oh,
because
boy.
Not only did they play the big game of the week this week, as one coming in fifth in the state in Skyline, the other coming in sixth in Woodinville. This was for Kinko 4A supremacy at Pop Keeney last night. They probably put on the game of the year in high school football.
I would have to agree. I mean, after what happened last week with Eastside Catholic O'Day, I thought that was, at the top. But then, you come back a week later, and that game last night was unbelievable.
Well, I'm just going to tell everybody that doesn't know the final score or hasn't checked out your awesome video on the finalscore.tv yet. It went to triple overtime. So why don't you just take it from there? You begin wherever you want to begin and with this storyline.
Yeah, I'm sure Skyline didn't expect that they'd have two triple overtime games in one season, but it got off to both teams were a little slow out of the gates. Like you said, there was a championship on the line, and so teams were kind of feeling each other out. Skyline kind of did start to get a roll on in the first half, though. They were getting the ball to Isaiah Shim, their running back, in space in the backfield. He was able to get some nice chunk yardage. And eventually that turned into the first score of the game to Alex Deagle from Drew Kistner, an 8-yard score. Woodinville didn't really have much of a response. Their offense was a little flat. Wayne Maxwell had added that after the game. Admittedly, they were not sharp right off the jump. And then so Skyline figured they'd do a little razzle-dazzle, went with a 53-yard double pass touchdown from Bradley Kim, wide open receiver in the end zone. So they were up 13-0. And Woodinville was really on the ropes as the first half was winding down. They needed something big, and they were able to get a nice long touchdown by Michael Roth. He streaked down the sideline. Jaden Sheffy found him for over a 50-yard score. He drugged the cornerback with him probably the last 10 yards of the play because he caught it about the 10. Really gutsy play by him. And, Woodinville kind of really fed off that momentum because as the third quarter wore on, they were really controlling the pace of play. They marched down the field. They got to the 1-yard line. They're on the doorstep looking to potentially take the lead pending an extra point, and they fumble it into the end zone. Mm. Skyline recovers and, just really took the air out of the sails there. Skyline got another touchdown, so they're up by 2 scores. And, Woodinville is, back at it, where they're up against the ropes again. And, they respond. Mac Minahan, who's their lead running back, he had been banged up, so they weren't, using him too much in the first half, but they just started feeding him the ball. We got a 30-yard score, put him back behind by one possession. Needed a big stop as the fourth quarter was starting to wind down. Got an interception. Turn that into a Nash Fouch touchdown with just over a minute left in regulation. Tied the ball game. The Woodinville sideline, as you can imagine, just erupted. So Skyline figured that they would just run the clock, see what would happen in overtime. They in high school they do overtime the same as they do it in college. Mm-hmm. So you start at the 25. The ball would go to Woodinville to start out with. Minahan, just feeding him the ball. They had it about the 5-yard line, went with a pitch play on an option and, run it in. So obviously Skyline has to score. They didn't get a whole lot right off the bat there in their drive. They're up against a 4th and 10 from the 11-yard line, and they need a big play. So they call a timeout, talk it over. Drew Kistner finds his always reliable Bradley Kim once again at the 1-yard line. So they get a fresh set of downs for the one. And
they get a first down, but not the touchdown.
Yeah, not the touchdown. He tried to reach over, but was blocked. So as you can imagine, shortly thereafter, they were able to get the plunge in for the score. So they go into double overtime. And this time Skyline gets the ball. They were able to give Isaiah Shim back into the mix, and he was able to punch it in. So now Woodinville needs to respond, and on the very first play of their drive, Mac Minahan.
The run of the game.
Yeah, the run of the game. If you thought he hadn't done enough in this game, he runs into a big pile of players, and you think the play is dead, and all of a sudden he just comes emerging out, runs all 25 yards to the end zone, and just stunned everyone on the sidelines and really kind of took the wind out of Skyline sails. Go to the third overtime. This time you start from the 10-yard line, and Woodinville gets the ball. And, you know, they had Nash Fouch had a clutch touchdown in the fourth quarter to end the game there, put it into overtime. So they figured they'd go right to the same spot, really, in the corner of the end zone again for a touchdown. And so Skyline, you know, needing a score. They're on the 5-yard line, fourth down. Could they get that magic one last time? Sees Bradley Kinn streaking across the goal line. Dives for it. Looks like he has it, but he rolls, and ball comes spittering out, and
he was there too.
He was there.
He was there. I watched your video just a few minutes ago. He was there for that opportunity. I couldn't tell if the defender came over and maybe got a piece of it or not. Or if
it looked like he initially had it there, but, you know, incomplete in the ball game.
Remind me, who caught the winning touchdown for Woodinville in that?
Nash Fouch.
That was a heck of a ball
college
and a
style
great
play.
Catch in the corner of the end zone. Yeah. He brought it in soft, well-covered, got the feet down.
Yep.
That was you're right. That was a college touchdown catch.
It was
right
beautiful.
There.
I mean, he had a couple really nice grabs in this game, especially, you know, late and clutch. So, you know, Woodinville claims the Kinko crown, and, you know, they were pretty geeked up after that, especially on senior night.
You know, and great quotes that Jada Evans got in the Seattle Times in covering that game last night with you mentioned the Mac Minahan touchdown run where he was totally bottled up there in double overtime. And his quote was, honestly, I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
You know, he's basically just hitting the backfield and just there's just Skyline Spartans surrounding him. And somehow, some way, he gets through. And then one of their offensive linemen said, I was blocking the outside. I saw him in the backfield about 10 yards. And I'm like, what are you doing? Sometimes he likes to do his own thing, and sometimes it doesn't work out. But Mac's a hell of an athlete, and he made the play off there. So great job by Mac Minahan, who definitely gets some honors with our big-time performer of the week. Well, you got to see a quality football game last night between two very good teams and two teams that, who knows, may meet up again.
Yeah, that's exactly what Coach Maxwell said at the end there. You know, this is a good one tonight, but we'll see what happens down the road. Maybe we'll see each other again.